All right. Now, are you familiar with Dr. Josh Axe, draxe.com or Ancient Nutrition? Because if you haven't, I don't know where you live, because every store that's like a Whole Foods I walk into, there it is. Or when I get onto YouTube or Facebook, his knowledge and information is so valuable, and his marketing assets are all over our house. And now Dr. Axe joins me right here on the Toddcast.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, Dr. Axe.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Now, Dr. Axe, you are a rock star in healthy living and nutrition. You're a chiropractor, but you're also an entrepreneur. How did you get started in the nutrition, healthy lifestyle part of your career? Like, how did that origin happen?
Yeah, so the origin of that was a health crisis in my family. And so growing up, my family was really into fitness, but we really knew nothing about nutrition. And so we lived in what I'll call the medical model. Anytime we were sick, we took a drug. We didn't know anything about natural health. So my mom at 40 was diagnosed with breast cancer, which was crazy for us because she looked so healthy. But she went through all the conventional treatments. She had a mastectomy. She went through rounds and rounds of chemotherapy. And I still remember this day, her losing her hair. And it just breaking my heart as a kid. I remember saying to myself a few things. One, I never want to see anyone have to go through this pain again. And there's got to be a better way. And she was eventually diagnosed as being cancer-free and healthy. But the shocking thing for us was the next 10 years after her treatment, she seemed sicker than ever. She got put on antidepressant drugs. She had digestive issues, hormonal issues like hypothyroidism. And she was sick and tired all the time. This went on for 10 years or more. And then I was studying to become a doctor. I was working on my chiropractic degree, my doctor of natural medicine certification, my nutrition certification. And so I was about to open my practice, and my mom calls me and she says, I've got bad news. I've been diagnosed with cancer again. What do I do? And I said, Mom, I'll be home. Flew from Florida back to Ohio. We sat down, prayed together, talked about it. And I've been really blessed to have some amazing mentors in my life. And because of that, I learned so much about natural medicine that we decided to take care of her naturally. So we started juicing vegetables every single day, using ancient remedies like turmeric and reishi mushroom and frankincense oil and all these things. And we followed a natural treatment protocol for 4 months, went back to her oncologist. They redid a CT scan, called the next day, and their exact words were, this is highly unusual. We don't typically see this, but the tumors have shrunk in half. They said, keep doing what you're doing. Went back 9 months later and complete remission. So today, it's been 14 years since then, probably 15 years. And my mom's in the best shape of her life. She's in her late 60s. And, you know, anyways, just has great health. So all that being said, then I opened a functional medicine clinic in Nashville. And I started practicing taking care of patients in the same way, using food and supplementation and natural treatments, saw great results. And then I started this newsletter writing on draxe.com because I had a patient say, hey, this is a great health newsletter, but I'd love to send it to somebody, but you're just handing out this piece of paper. And I said, hey, let me ask my assistant. Her husband's a graphic designer, got a website up. This is about 10 years ago. And we started draxe.com, I guess it was 11 years ago. And I just started writing articles online, and before I knew it, and had 100,000 visitors, and then 1 million, and then about 20 million visitors a month. And so anyways, and then I co-founded a company called Ancient Nutrition with my business partner, Jordan Rubin, 4.5 years ago. And I've just seen tremendous growth in that company too. So anyways, that's sort of the short story of how I got to where I'm at today.
This is a perfect example of taking our mess and turning it into our message. And like you, my friend, my stepmom and my wife are breast cancer survivors. My wife was 42, like your mom being 40, and she is the healthiest, fittest person you've ever met. And it's ironic how this happens to people, and you don't know who it's going to happen to, but your business has taken off. I mean, it's undeniable the results that you've gotten from draxe.com and Ancient Nutrition. But wait, in the morning, the first product I interact with is your Ancient Nutrition collagen that gets a scoop into my coffee. And that is the beginning. And then later in the day, I'm on the bone broth protein. Like, I'm in your world throughout my day. But you bring us in through a knowledge transfer. And for people that are listening right now that can benefit from Dr. Axe or draxe.com, there's also a marketing lesson here for you, which is Dr. Axe's knowledge gets used as a way to educate people. And before you know it, they become customers. Can we talk about that a little bit? Kind of like lift the veil on how you use the knowledge here for a target audience and then educate them and then introduce them to some type of supplement of some kind that'll help make their life better.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I really believe in adding value to people. I believe it's what we're called to do. I believe we're called to just love people and serve people. So for me, you know, it really starts with, hey, I'm called to serve people and add value to people's lives. And so, and I'll give you an example. My mom, you know, I believe developed cancer because she did not know how to take care of herself. And so what I want to do is I want to be able to help people strengthen their immune system, balance their hormones, improve digestion, heal their bodies using food as medicine. So that's really where it starts, is whether it be Facebook Live or an article or a YouTube video or a podcast I'm putting out, whatever it is, I want to help add high value. That's the other thing I think is so important, is I think a lot of people, they kind of think, hey, I'm just going to repeat something someone else said and I'm going to just put some content out there. When I put out something, I'm kind of obsessive to where I want it to be the best.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm writing an article, and we did this with draxe.com, if we write an article on turmeric, I want to make sure it is the best article on turmeric ever written. We're going to create an infographic with it. I'm going to make sure we hit on all of the main questions people have. I'm going to quote medical studies. I'm going to go through it and make it a masterpiece. Yeah. So that's the thing too, I would just say, is I think our first focus is adding value and creating educational content that is a masterpiece. And then with that, once people learn about, wow, here's all these benefits of turmeric, I wanted to provide people with the best turmeric in the world. Because what people do is they will source low quality turmeric that's not organic, that's sprayed with pesticides, is from another, from a country that maybe the soil is depleted, where we literally go across the globe to places like Hawaii, where they have this rich mineral soil from volcanoes. Yeah. And they grow turmeric there. And we say, okay, we're going to find the best quality organic turmeric in the world. And then we're going to extract it in an organic natural matter or ferment it to make it even more nutrient dense. And so all that being said, that's how that sort of works, is I believe that if somebody wants to have a successful business too, number one, it should be mission driven. You have a mission to add value to people in a great way. And then your service does the exact same thing. And so I think that's sort of how we've run our business.
Yeah, I love it. I resonate so deeply with it on many levels. One, I started off as a fine dining waiter and I never stopped serving, and I feel it in my heart. It's my purpose. And then the other part of this is when you're trying to create content for your, I'm talking to the audience. I mean, you obviously get this. You said it so well. But when you're creating content for your target customer, create the definitive guide. So it's got all the resources there, because your definitive guide, Dr. Axe, gets shared by millions because they know it's better than anything else that is out there. And when people are laying out their marketing, like for example, I see now that you're doing a guide on anti-inflammatory food lists and recipes.
Yeah.
Love it. Brilliant. The one that caught me maybe like a year ago was about healing a leaky gut. And I see that, I click on it, and it's like, I think of it like your strategy in this regard, like a Ferris wheel, where your business is here in the center, but you've got like leaky gut information, or you've got the one about home remedy recipes for... Yeah. For I just said it a second ago, but I lost it in my notes. Oh, anti-inflammatory foods and recipes, which would be another one. It would drive traffic in where people would learn more about you. And when they get in there, they start discovering the universe of Dr. Axe info that they can't do without. And it's brilliant, dude. I love it.
Yeah, so I think for us, there definitely is a strategy that's related to leading people down a path. So there's two things I'll mention here. One is, in my mind, I want to bring somebody from point A to point B. Point A is, a lot of people, hey, I haven't really heard of natural medicine very much, or hey, maybe I've heard of a few things. I'm not super, super knowledgeable. And I want to educate them on this principle. Food is medicine. The medicine we use today, the chemicals or whatever, those all have side effects. Those are damaging. That's not real medicine. Medicine is, if we're talking about something, I'll just give you an example. I took the Hippocratic Oath, which basically says do no harm.
Right.
Medications all do harm. These, if you, up until 150 years ago, the word medicine meant herbs, essentially. So all that being said, I teach people how to use food as their medicine. So that's really where I start, getting them in that mind frame. And then after that, I want to continue to bring them deeper and deeper in their education, and then them taking action in their health by eating superfoods, buying one of our supplements, utilizing that, transforming their health, sharing that with others. So I want to go down that path. I want to go down that path there. In terms of content and communication, let me say this. I think the way we communicate is important. If I do a video, here's what I try and hit on, whether it's a 1 minute video or a 1 hour video. Who am I in the first 3 seconds? Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Yaks. I'm the co-founder of Ancient Nutrition, founder of DrYaks.com, and I'm establishing that credibility there, or who I am. The next thing I'm doing is letting them know, hey, here's what you're going to learn by watching this video. I'm going to teach you the top three ways, or the top three herbs for boosting your immune system. So something like that. And I'll say, and then I'll dive in. I'll say, okay, let's start off with elderberry. Elderberry's got this, this, and this. Let's start with echinacea. Let's get into zinc, okay? Zinc is the number one mineral for boosting your immune system. Clinical studies said this, bam. And then let me give you an example of how this impacted somebody's life. You know, Janet had this immune issue, whatever. She did this. Hey, and now she's lost 10 pounds. She hasn't had a cold and flu in 2 years, all of this. And I want to encourage you guys, take this action now. Go get these three ingredients, start adding them into your diet. And by the way, hey, make sure you subscribe, because you're going to hear more information coming out on how to use essential oils, herbs, and superfoods to help your body heal. Thanks for watching. So that's sort of the pattern is that you're credibility, building credibility. You're letting them know, here's why you should stay. Here's what you need to learn. You're providing them with really powerful content that's not fluffy. It's really meaty in terms of what they're learning. You're showing them through a story then of somebody else's life or something. Mm-hmm. Here's what you need to do. And then you want to call them, take action, apply this to your life. And hey, make sure you come back. We want to join the family, the community, be on mission with me. And that's sort of how we would communicate in terms of video. Content's a little different. There's a little bit more that you go into if there's an article, but that's generally speaking the mindset there.
But it's brilliant, because first you've got to demonstrate the credibility and establish who you are. Then as you're telling them what they're going to get by the end of this, they're painting that endpoint vision in their head. Yeah. You provide them some data and some stats, but what you really know is people hold on to stories, and they carry the stories, because stories are the glue that binds our prospects' attention into the solution. And when you do those together, those three items, people can now take your wisdom with them and transfer it either in their head or give it to somebody else so that person can transfer it. And like, if I'm doing a webinar, I'm doing virtually the same thing, but they stack. It's a longer event. Now, you've chosen video as one of the primary ways that you get Dr. Yaks information out. Why video?
Well, one, I think it's a platform or a medium that I'm comfortable with. You know, if I wasn't comfortable on video and I just knew that wasn't my thing, it wasn't easy for me, then maybe I would just do podcasts, and maybe I would just do written content. But for me, I really feel like I'm comfortable in front of the camera. I'm very an open book, and I enjoy it. So why? I think that's one reason. The second reason is I think it's a very effective medium for education. One of the things that's so interesting, I remember I was on a trip to London, and I had somebody come up to me and say, "You're Dr. Yaks." That was right when I got off the subway. And I had it a couple more times. I was like, "This is crazy." And they're like, the thing they said to me is they said, "I feel like I know you." And I didn't even realize how much my YouTube videos were reaching people across the world. But all that being said, I think that's the other value of video, is I feel like there's more of this. Now, number one, of course, in-person connection is the greatest. But after that, it's going to be video. You know, you can feel like you know somebody more. You're recognizing somebody's face. There's intimacy there. So I think there's a greater level of intimacy there than other communication platforms, and a greater level of trust when you can actually see someone. So you know, there are quite a few reasons.
It's great. Well, it just catapults you so much faster. And when I go and go onto YouTube and I look at your audience, it's undeniable that people are making that connection with your content and your credibility, and that extends to the other parts of your business. Now, I know you're launching a health-centered book in Q1 of 2021 called Ancient Remedies. Can we talk about that for a moment? I mean, how exciting is that? And what can we learn inside of this new book?
Yeah, so this is the book I'm most proud of. It's the best book I've ever written, and I've written, I think, 10. And so with this book, I'll just say this. This book is my life's passion. I actually had a few other books where people said, hey, Dr. Harris, can you write a book on this, like keto diet? And I think keto diet's good for some people, but that's not my life's passion. The book was good, but this is the book that, this is what I teach people. It's what I tell my mom when I want to help her get healthy. It's what what I know will move the needle the most for people. So whether somebody wants to overcome, you know, let's say you have a male and they want to overcome low testosterone and have the energy and the strength and the vigor they want to do, I have a prescription for that in this book. If you have a woman who has hypothyroidism and she wants to thicken her hair and get her energy back and improve her fertility, it's in there. So I go over 70 different prescriptions going over, here's the foods to eat, not eat. Here's the top 5 prescription supplements and all those things. So it acts as a reference guide that people can just have at home. And so if they have a flu or cold and they're wondering, oh gosh, what do I take? It tells them right in there. And in the book as well, it's more just advanced nutrition stuff. It's not things that people have heard, oh, eat more omega-3s and do more vegetables. No, it's stuff that's really in-depth nutrition training that I think is also easy to understand, that's based on ancient principles of anyways. And so that's all in the book. And anyways, people can check it out. They can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, just search Dr. Axe Ancient Remedies. But anyways, the book, I'm super excited about it. And I had actually Dr. Oz wrote the foreword. He rarely endorses books, but again, Dr. Oz endorsed the book. Sean Johnson, the Olympic athlete. So anyways, it's a book. I'm super proud of it. I'm excited about it. And I think anybody who wants to read a good nutrition book, I think it's one of the best ones out there.
You know, it's so cool to hear you say that. It's you remind me often of Dr. Andrew Weil, who we are lucky enough here in Arizona to have in our backyard, and to see this, like, the continuation of this ancient wisdom being brought back into our culture and helping us think of our food as healthcare and maybe our medicine as sick care seems to be the right way of looking at it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, the truth is we have a sick care system, not a healthcare system. Emergency. We have the best. And statistically, we're talking about world statistics. We have the best emergency medical system in the world. So if you break your leg or you're in a car accident, we have the best in the world. Healthcare, we're ranked like 48. I mean, outside of, it's unbelievable. I mean, you got Japan and Switzerland and countries like that that have really, really great, wellness care and what they're doing with natural medicine, all these things. We are terrible. We just don't get it because we turn to drugs first, not nutrition first and these things. So yeah, I mean, it's statistically a fact.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I'm so grateful to get to spend a few moments with you. Guys, if you want to get access to this book, Ancient Remedies, it's in pre-order right now. Is that accurate, Dr. Axe?
Yeah, it comes out in about, I think, 5 weeks, but yeah.
And is it just going to be in print copy, or can we do audiobooks?
Yeah, you can buy audiobook, Kindle, or hard copy.
Beautiful. I would be surprised. This sounds like something that we, you know, in our home, which will be on our counter all the time. And he's Dr. Axe. You will know him from draxe.com, from Ancient Nutrition, where he's a co-founder. And also, tell me the business website that you've built that you guys are about to ramp up on.
Yeah, so I have a website. Yeah, I'm passionate about leadership and helping leaders grow and small business, especially entrepreneurs, scale successful businesses. And so that website's called leaders.com. So LEADERS, leaders. And you can find some great articles on there on in-depth leadership and personal growth, and especially scaling your business.
Well, he's Dr. Axe. Go to draxe.com. Remember, you can go to Amazon to purchase that book. Ancient Remedies. Dr. Axe, thank you so much for joining me on the Toddcast.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Todd.